And so to this week's letters from the readers of the Evening News in the past 7 days. Local issues that concern them include Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital being put in special measures and the provision of food to the homeless on the Haymarket. And the World Cup gets a brief, a very brief mention. Our hospital, being under special measures, has, understandably, received a lot of interest. We have chosen a letter from Norwich reader Michael Dunram to represent the many received, and he writes, "Letters to the paper recently demonstrate high regard for the NNUH from patients. The hospital has its own particular funding and space issues, coupled with high demand, not least in A&E. If the recent review highlights problems for senior management, should we be surprised? This is a complex, multifaceted organisation juggling resources. We should be especially careful when making comparisons with other apparently similar organisations, e.g. the Norfolk Community Health Trust. They have done very well recently, but their remit doesn't cover emergencies, critical care, etc. The NNUH is a fine institution, staffed by great doctors, nurses, administrators and ancillary staff from a variety of backgrounds. This latest unfortunate rating will surely be overcome. So where would I choose to be treated if I'm well? No doubt about it, the NNUH. Volunteers, and I'm just one of many, see this hospital as it really is. Maybe not perfect, but hugely inspirational."
The charity whose volunteers provide food for the homeless on the Haymarket in Norwich, the People's Picnic, have come under criticism from a member of the City Council. In his letter, Peter Kemp of the Third Order of St Francis in Norwich puts the charity's view. He writes, "I write as a member of a group offering nourishing food, healthy drinks, solace and practical help to homeless people on the Haymarket. Mr. Maguire, Norwich City's Cabinet Member for Safe City Environment, is quoted as saying, 'The current outdoor food provision, whilst well-meaning, perpetuates issues of dependency and does not allow individuals to move on.' He continues, 'The food provision on the Haymarket also results in the area being a significant hotspot for crime, drugs, street drinking and antisocial behaviour. I suggest Mr. Maguire joins us, or any other group helping the homeless, to discover the truth. These people are really polite, careful, caring, thoughtful, considerate, appreciating what little help we can offer. Helping and supporting one another whilst living in very poor circumstances, mostly through no fault of their own, and often their circumstances are created by whimsical, unreasonable decisions by public servants. For example, many more have had their benefits cut when being prepared to comply with the requirements. A policeman has observed, noted, that it has reported that there is and has been very little crime or antisocial behaviour in the area. My personal experience is that I've seen just 2 police officers walking by, unconcerned, one evening during months of weekly supply of provisions and care."
The hot weather we are experiencing does not suit everyone. It certainly doesn't suit man's best friend. In Attleborough, Merrill Harrison puts the case for our canine colleagues and writes, "I'm sure we've all seen it in recent days, well-meaning dog owners walking their dogs in the very hot sun during the day, with some folk even dragging them off to car boot sales and summer fairs. The owners might be enjoying themselves, but it is far too hot for dogs to be walking in this current excessive heat at midday. Not only are their bodies getting overheated, their paws are also burning on the hot pavements and roads, causing the dogs unnecessary distress. We should spare a thought for those who cannot speak for themselves in this heat. Dogs should be walked in the early mornings and evenings. The result? Cooler, happier dogs."
The problems in the High Street are countrywide, and as another long-established local store closes its doors for the last time, Norfolk Boy, writing by email, puts the blame for all this to many various factors. He writes, "I hope that Norwich City councillors have read this. Yet another store closing, and more will follow as the relentless campaign against motorists continues. Lack of footfall is blamed for this and is a direct result of two things. One is the internet, and the other is motorists fed up with the trauma of driving into Norwich and the cost of parking. Cyclists will not do much shopping in Norwich as they have no safe means of carrying other than small purchases. Norwich is in the centre of a very rural county with very poor or non-existent public transport in the majority of the county, other than on main routes. Park and ride is a poor and time-consuming option, which takes me three times as long as driving in, and then I would have to carry everything to the bus. The City Council has no thought for older or disabled people, the closure of St Stephen's Street to disabled drivers being a prime example. Unless motorists are attracted back into the city, then Norwich is finished. The councillors seem to have their heads in the sand of the politically correct world where the cyclist must be given preference. I actually made a reluctant and very rare visit to Norwich yesterday, and where were the cyclists? They were on the footpath, riding with total disregard for anyone else."
And the final word this week goes to our regular contributor, Ivor Yelloff of Heatherset. It's about the Football World Cup, and it's short, very short. He writes, "Watching the dramatic posturing of some footballers in the World Cup games makes me wonder if they could be recruited to act in some Shakespearean drama."